I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, this here is a Whidbey Island 911 worthy call that came into the authorities Tuesday evening. This is in Ontario. Okay, there's a guy in Ontario, and now he's facing a couple of charges here after he called 911 Tuesday evening. The call that came into the authorities was that a woman had been shot at the home. So they scramble officers and paramedics, get out there. And so they race out to the scene. And there they find a 27-year-old guy, and there's no woman. And the 27-year-old guy says, yeah, well, no, there's really nobody's been shot here. But I called you guys because I don't know if you remember this, but earlier in the day, I was missing one of my cell phones, and I called you guys, and I still haven't found it. So I was hoping you'd come out here and you'd help me find that thing.
We'll help you find a cell. No problem.
Different kind of cell.
Different kind of cell.
And we'll set you up with a phone where you can make one call.
That's right. In Hutchinson, Kansas, a bizarre call came in from the elementary school, the high school. The Reno County District Office said that someone broke into the band room at Pretty Prairie High School over the weekend. Someone broke into the band room between 1 and 3 a.m. on Saturday and did $50,000 to $75,000 worth of damage to all the musical equipment and the building there. And they're wondering, well, who could have done all this vandalism to the high school band room? Let's go to the closed circuit tape and see if we can get any video evidence. That's when they see the video of three kids turned out to be aged 8, 10, and 11. They broke into the high school on Saturday night at 1 in the morning.
That's a third grader,
and
like,
caused
if you're 8 years old.
$75,000 worth of damage to the band room over the weekend. And they're 8, 10, and 11. They said because of their ages, they may have to be handled as civil, quote, child in need of care filings rather than juvenile criminal actions because they're so young. And it also means that the school may pursue civil action against the parents to recover the damages.
Boy, how does a third grader get out of the house at, what did you say, 3 in the morning?
Between 1 and 3 in the morning and break into a school.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that one. He'll be appearing in future episodes of I Can't Believe It's News. 26-year-old guy in New Mexico wanted to spend the day with his girlfriend, but she had to pull a shift at the Family Dollar store, and I guess they weren't giving her the day off. So what do? Well, I guess you call in sick if you're her, but she didn't want to call in sick. Maybe she used all her sick days.
Her grandma died 3 or 4 times already.
I don't know what you do there. Maybe you just plan it for some other day. But this guy, he really wanted the two of them to have a nice day out. So, you know, how about phoning in the bomb threat? That's what he did. He calls up the Dollar General and phones in a bomb threat. And the only problem with that plan is, the bomb threat plan, is that the police then get involved. And then they can access the phone records because they're kind of curious as to who's threatening to blow up a retail establishment with people inside. So that's what they do, and they trace it to her boyfriend. They find his number on the call sheet, and now he's looking at 18 months in prison for making his bomb threats to the Dollar General.
I can't believe it.
He wanted one day with her. Now he's without her for 18 months.
How good could that have been? I mean, what kind of day did you have planned there in New Mexico?